just for the sake of doing everything that it says, reading everything that it says on the page, we're up to Gimel Amid Aleph, Masechta Gittin, Amiras Befonei Nichtav B'Lashonos Achedim. Okay, I'm not sure how much Nagid Halacha L'Maisa this, but there's a halacha that if a get is brought from Medina Sayam, the first Mishnah Masechta Gittin, Hamevi get from Medina Sayam Tzorch Lomar Befonei Nichtav B'Fonei Nechtam. In my presence, it was written, and the witnesses have to testify, Eidei Kasiva Karate, Eidei Chasima Karate. Okay, that's the sugya of the beginning of Masechta Gittin. So here he just has a shayla, B'Seder HaGet. Okay, this is his topic in Efshel Loimar Befonei Nichtav Befonei Nechtam B'Loshon Laz Loshon Amzor. Are you allowed to say this in a foreign language? Do you have to say that? What should be the Shiloh? B'Darkei Moshe. Do you need to say it in Loshon Kodesh? Why would you think you need to say it in Loshon Kodesh? Let's see what he says. B'Darkei Moshe Hikshel Lomo Lo Yuchal Loimar B'Chol Loshon. What in the world is going on? What kind of question is this? What is this? This is Kriya Shema. What is this? Mikra Megillah? To say before nechtam, you have to. Yeah, there's even a hava mina that you can't say this in Hebrew. You're not saying Kriya Shema. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. There's a whole drasha Shema. You have to know the words to translate the words. But maybe Mikra Megillah. But what? This is just testimony that this get was written Kedasu Chedin, that the witnesses that are signed on this document are the real deal. This get was written Lashma. It was written for this man and for this woman. So Lamaisa Kosever Amar B'Shem Yeshem Shetzoch Loimar B'Loshon HaKodesh Yeri Paskins Before Nechtam V'Im Amar Aretzu. And indeed, let's say he is an Amma Oretz, Makrin or so Mila B'Mila, so you teach him. You teach him how to say. You teach him. It's funny, I saw a little clip of Hanukkah in Israel. They were trying to teach Hanukkah, and they were trying to teach some Israelis who don't know Hebrew. I don't know how they don't know Hebrew, the Israelis. I had to say Hanukkah. Did anyone see this clip? Hanukkah. To say chag some, I don't know, something in Hebrew, and they couldn't get out of their mouth chag, and it was a skit, and it was not so easy to get someone to say the Hebrew words. But the here he paskins, you have to indeed teach them how to say the words. They were makrin, or some you teach them mila b'mila umaydim lo, and you teach him b'las ha'perish, the translation of the words and what the concept is. That you have to testify that the get was written for this man, for this woman, and indeed these are the signatures. You can testify that these people who you are testifying about, these people, the signature people who have signed the get, indeed are who they say they are. If you say it in a different language, it's okay. Now again, he has not explained. What? Yeah, that's what he says. B'diavad. Now we have not yet defined the essence. Let's see. We have not yet defined the issue. Ulam. B'biur hagra. Cholak al divrei harmav yochiach shev shalom before nichtav before nechtam before loshni. He says there's no shaila afilu lich, and the gra holds afilu lichatchila. You can say these words. Sharei get atzmei kosher b'chol loshon. The words before nechtam cannot be worse than the get, and the get itself can be written in any language. A get does not have to be written in loshon kodesh. A get can be written in any language, and indeed, I think believe that I want to go over it one day. It's very, they have very very nice little teeny kuntras in the back of the Masifta, an actual get, the nusach of the get, the standard nusach of the get, with a very elaborate commentary of exactly what all the words mean and what the significance of the words are. So believe that at one point we'll do that. But he holds that since Maker did the get can be written in any language, so how can it be that the testimony that accompanies the get is more chomer, should only be done in Hebrew? So far, without getting into the lomdus, which we're going to in a moment, so far we have a machlekes between the Gra and the Ram. The Ramah says the lechatchila and really three way machlokes. The seder get, which seems to say it's me'akev afilu b'diavad, it must be said dafka b'loshon hakodesh. And then we have the Ramah that says lechatchila you should say b'loshon hakodesh b'diavad, it's good. And the Gemara says that lechatchila you can say it afilu b'loshon las. V'hinei, the chasam sofer biyos tivi Ramah. Everyone, according to everyone, not even according to l'chol hadis, you can write it again in English.
But it has to be on
klaf. It has to be written in the English language with all the halachas. If an A is cut in the middle, and the middle of the A doesn't touch the end of the A, it's not a kosher A. If the B is not, you know, just like when it comes to Lashon Kodesh, if you don't connect the top of the Aleph to the goof of the Aleph, it's possible. So too, when you write it in the language, in a language, it has to be written in that language 100%. All the laws of Ksivas Sefer Torah apply to every language. Problem is, who says English is a real language? We don't do Bizman Hazeh. No one's going to go write a Get Bizman Hazeh in English. I won't even be the evidence to say it's a kosher Get Bizman Hazeh. Because the problem is, we today do not know if we really have true languages anymore. All of the languages today have been diluted. It's not a true language, it's not a true script. Well, at least what's in use today. And even the ones that are not in use, that are in the museums, maybe since they're no longer in use, maybe they no longer have validity as being a kosher language. So today it's much more complicated. Okay, but v'nei v'chassam sofer, beyer esdivei haramah, al pi ma'ashon v'sugin, chada mitlas goyis, that one of three goyis, what does that mean? The hainu, kishet sarach lo ma'asholosh tevos, anu choshim shalupamim v'mashmitim teva achas. We are afraid that if you have three words that you have to say, sometimes you leave out one of the three words. But avol betray tevos loy goyis lufizeh b'fonai nichtav. There's such a principle that when a person is given instructions to say something, he does not do what he's supposed to do. He may leave out part of the instructions. So the rule is only if you're supposed to say three words, you may by mistake only say two of the three words. But if you're only supposed to say two words, there's never a concern you'll only say half of what you're supposed to say. Therefore, if he's there, before I nichtof, yis chalkel b'shtei tevos. It's expressed yis chalkel b'shtei tevos. Ach. So that's the secret to this yisod. It has nothing to do with Hebrew language. It's that since you've given instructions to express yourself, so if you say it in Hebrew, it's only two words. Bifonai nichtof. In my presence, it was written. So there's no. So we have a principle that if you only are supposed to say two words, there's no concern you're going to leave out one of the two words. Now, by the way, before nichtam are two separate statements. So it's not like one. It's not like a sentence. It's like two different expressions. Each one has two words, and the rule is if you only are supposed to say two words, we can trust you. You're going to say the two words. However, if you're going to translate these two words into another language, in my presence it was written. That's six words. Okay? So now let's take in another language, French, Spanish, who knows? I don't know these languages. It's going to be translated into multiple words. When you give an instruction to say something which is multiple words, there's a real concern that you're going to cut off or you're going to leave out a few, at least one third of what you're supposed to say. And then it could very well be the part that you leave out is the critical part, and then you have not fulfilled this condition, and again it's pasul mi'ikar hadin. So this is the lumdis, the Chassam Sofer is coming to illuminate us, the lumdis of the Ramah, why lechatchila it should be said in Hebrew. It has nothing to do with the sacredness of the language, and it has to do with the principle of people have a tendency to not to follow instructions, not to give over in words every last word that they were told to say. But if you're only supposed to say two words, we trust you. Here it's two words in Hebrew, we trust you. If you're going to say another language, who knows what you're going to say, you may blow it. Since it says bifonai, before the Nakuda of the comets, ki bifnei hanakuda comets patach moira ki ilu nemar bifnei atzmi, in my presence. So you have to say the word presence. V'nun shal nichta v'mokim nase mase. It was a mase. Like I explained, basically, whatever the prefixes in Hebrew are short for complete words in other languages. The prefix and the postfixes, they're whole words. Uv'shari l'shonet sarach l'harech. You have no choice but to express. Going be Yiddish, sarach l'amar Farmir. Okay, that's two words. In my presence. That's already even though we generally pass like Rav Mikol Malkum, Kol Mashem Shulechatil Lasos, Kichol Kikul Yalma. All this, therefore, when it comes to a get is playing with fire. You're dealing with mamzerus, and therefore we want to be machmer as much as possible. That's the lamnis. Okay, a whole new yisoid in why sometimes we want things to be said only in Hebrew. Next, Betar Tamima. The Gra remembers said that you should say it. You can say it in a different language. He doesn't go for the Ramah. The Gra is choylik on the Ramah. The Gra is of the opinion that you can say before Nechtav in a foreign language. This that it says who mishum shebeiz milim ele before Nechtav before. Mishpat Shalem, Ve'imuvim L'mila Achas, and there's no understanding. L'chein Loi Choishes Shem Sha'odam Yishkach V'yomer Rak B'fonai Kevan She'ein Mashmos L'mila Zos Levada. This principle does not apply when you have two words B'fonai Nichtov, in my presence. In other words, he holds that the concept of cutting off isn't concept. In my presence, it was written. Even though you have to translate those two words, those two Hebrew words, into multiple words in another language, but those multiple words are rooted in two Hebrew words. And as a general rule, when you have two, we trust that you'll say both. It's too small for you to make a mistake. It's not possible. Even though we're now, if you have originally are required to say three Hebrew words, if the root is three, then there's a concern you're going to leave out one of the three words. But if the root, the sheresh, is three, and it's two, even though when you translate it, it turns into multiple words, it does not take away from the halacha that it's really two. So if you have to say the word l'shma, then it's a problem. We don't have to do that. That's not the purpose. That's what the Gemara says. You don't have to say it. If the requirement will be before nay nichtav l'shma, then it will be three concepts. What?
Rashi seems to say that
you do.
He says before
Nechtav,
they ask him, was it
L'shma?
He has to answer that question.
That's a question I'm going to ask him, but it's not something that he has to actually say. If he would be required to say before Nechtav L'shma, that would be three concepts. In my presence, it was written, L'shma, for this man and woman. That's three concepts. So that's problematic. But here, all you have to require to Alpi Halacha, in my presence, it was written, even though we're now going to translate it into multiple words, so what? It's still rooted in two different words. Because if you say my presence was written, that's already enough. Apoloi hamilo l'shma. Ulefize besofa shahamishpa b'fon ha-nechav derish gimel milim ein chshash she'odom yomarak shnei milim. If you have to say, in my presence it was written, in my presence it was written, even though it's six words, it doesn't make sense if you leave out one of those words. And therefore there's no concern. This is the lamdis of the Gra. Kevan she'ein mashmos l'shnei milim elu levad. Okay, so very nice yisoid. Gemara, you don't learn this when you learn. I learn in yeshiva, they teach the funding from Nechlam. They're not going to teach you this. This sugya, it's a very interesting sugya, very interesting machlokes between the Ramah, the Gra, and the Seder Get. L'chadchila, do you have to say it only in Hebrew? What's the longest? Two, three? Is it totally in the actual number of words? Or is it totally in the concept? And that is the whole shock of Italia here with this Chasam Sefer. Okay, now we go to another thing. Let's see if we have time. Let's try to do this. Amira a nesinas get b'fnei dayin echa. Now this is an interesting sugya. There's a halach in Shulchan Aruch that a get must be delivered in Beis Din. It's a Maisa Beis Din. And that is a very big nafkamin. It has to be done by day. All Maisa Bezdin must be done by day, it's not to be done at night. In fact, in the same Ramah, the same Halach and Shulchan Aruch that says that the get is given by day, if I'm not mistaken, says that Kiddushin is also a Maisa Bezdin, is also a Maisa Bezdin. And if Kiddushin is a Maisa Bezdin, in other words, it's a Dayan, L'Choyra Kiddushin should only be done by day. Okay, we don't do that. 90% of the population will have no problem doing getting married. We don't follow this. I think it's Ramah. We don't have Hershel Shachta. I heard him give a whole shiur on this. Amazing shiur on this. We don't do this with Zman Hazeh. We're not machbid on this. But it's not so simple. It's not simple. We'll make a radin. L'chatchil, the best time to get married is by day, because marriage is a maestah bezdin. Is this the Masadik?
Marriage.
Marriage is compared to divorce. The laws of the two are very similar.
Aksuba
is a separate. We're talking about the Maisa marriage. The Kedushin. The Maisa Kedushin. The Maisa Kedushin is a Maisa Bezdin. And the Maisa Bezdin. What?
We don't use a Bezdin
thread. So that's the question. We're going to discuss that. The Masada Kedushin is acting as a Dayan. And so now the question is, when it comes to a get, how many Dayanim do you need for a get? Let's see.
Three.
Let's see. Here's the shahs. What about giving a get in front of one dayan? The man comes to the woman, and there are two. It's signed. The get is signed, and there's one dayan. Is that valid? And let's see. So the sinas get b'fnei dayan echad b'tumas adeshen kasav b'shem ha'or zeruva b'sheget shenitan b'layla pasul. A get delivered at night is invalid. The base Yosef Hevi Dvarav Uber Shetaim of Nation is seen as get have a din. It's a Maisa Bezdin. The Ain Donim Belaila. You don't, the Halach and Shachnach, you don't begin a din at night. Ulam Tama Beis Yosef, because of Ani Yodea, Ain Yodea, Ain the din leget. I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know what this is all about. Vishum Echam Yapaiskim Lechil Klak Mukach. No one is Machbid on this. Now, Benodi do the Hevi, Divri Hatumas Adeshin, the Hevi Veha Beis Yosef. The Noid of Yehuda, you know, his Yosef was in Milchanaka. Someone told me yesterday that the Noid of Yehuda, you know, he was the ultimate Litvak. The Noid of Yehuda, he wrote in his tshuva, he wrote that if someone says a yehi rotzoin, he spent all his money on his esrog. He on Purim, on Sukkis, money was not an issue. He bought the best esrog. Everyone in the community came over and made a bracha on his esrog. And he made an announcement, no chassidim. If anyone makes a yehi rotzoin before they take my esrog, I don't give. They're not allowed. They're not allowed to make a Yehi Ratzon. He was very against the Yehi Ratzons on the Esrogim. What? Chassid could be. That's Hashem's sense of humor. So it's interesting. So someone told me that in Babov, that's what he told me. I don't know if this is true. You know, it's a big thing today. Even I started doing it. I said the L'shem Yichud before I light Chanukah candles. Why not? It puts me in the mood. Instead of just saying the bracha, you know, it gets me in the mood. It's in the siddur today. They have all these nice little things. So I said, what could be? They have different ones. So I said it. So I think. So he was very makbid. You don't say Yehi Ratzon. It's very against this. So it's in the Babov, they don't say that his yard side is in the middle of Chanukah. And out of respect for the Noid of Yehuda, on his yard side, there are people that day they don't say the L'shem Yichud. Because out of respect for the Noid, he was the God of Hadar. And I guess they had shaykhis in the previous generations. The Babov had shaykhis. If this is correct, maybe it's not, but maybe it's another chassid. This person is a very reliable person. He told me this. I have to investigate further. How could the Chumas Adeshin make such a mistake? He's from the greatest of the great. Even though the Bar Tanura, he from the parish of Mishnayis Gamkin Shogabaz, he also made this mistake. Kashabem Shogah Allah Ram also made this mistake. Everyone made this mistake. You can't blame the Bar Tanu because the Bar Tanu is not running a halachic sefer. You should never blame a Talmudist for making a mistake in halacha because that's not their specialty. Rak the forest, who parish parishon vloy paskon, the inki godl mood avol hichin loy in the toy and loy detect the devar of kol kach and cost of the shim muskal piadin. Avol! So we forgive the Bar Tanur for making a mistake in regard to the halach of a get. But we don't forgive the Chumas Adeshin. Because the Chumas Adeshin is a paisek. His expertise is in psak halacha. Avol Chumas Adeshin nikhu chiburuhu l'psak halacha v'roilu l'hashkech b'dvar v'loy dai lanu hasar hazeh. Not only it's not enough this controversy, this storm, el shagam ba'al ha-Chumas Adeshin loy ma'atzmai kosav d'avazeh el agam b'shem echam yagdolam shekosav came b'shem rab. He wrote this in the name of his Rebbe, that a get that's given at night is possible. Again, he's, I can't believe he said this. How can you say that it's pasul? The loy odel shkasav came b'shem har zeruah she pasul get hanitim alayla v'yadua she har zeruah hu hari mi vina mi vina hu rabbi shel maharam in Rattenberg. How could you go and attribute such a terrible mistake to such great people? Now, what exactly is the issue here? On them, after I'm shocked at the mistake of the Tshuva Sadesh and all these people, I opened up my eyes. Okay, that's from one of the Rishonim. We're going back even earlier. Now we're in business. Now opening up the issue, because when you get married, or when a woman who's a yevama gets her chalitza, now she has the right to demand from her brother-in-law, from the estate, her 200 zuz, the ksuba. So it's taka ma'isa bezdin. It's a ma'isa bezdin. A divorce is the same ma'isa bezdin. Now we understand when a woman gets divorced, it's not that the divorce itself, giving a woman a get krisos, allows her to remarry. That's not a ma'isa bezdin. That's like davening. You daven, you put on tefillin, you put on tzitzis. So getting married, getting divorced is a mitzvah. The halachas. But there's a takonis that comes there. There's collateral damage when it comes to divorce. Now that the woman is divorced, now she has the right to be toivea. $50,000 ksuba. Okay, ksuba is manazeh. What's ksuba is manazeh? It's a lot of money. Serious money. Now she was, so it's a ma'isa bezdin. In ken gam gershin, aydeh hager isha tevas es ksubasa, v'chein hagershin, noigim oiv dinim, so al kol shakin dinim amon, shabin abal isha, v'chein hivim agen as v'lai l'harei u pasol. So therefore, that's now, this is what the chiddish of the, no, the Behuda, it really makes no sense. But the reason why, the only logic to understand the sense of this statement from Shimon Sadesh is because of the din of my of the tzitzia. Now it goes by the bidad bihud herech b'goshav oil lodim b'diver hara'im v'hachir ha'omer v'sham shaget shinu b'lai l'apostle v'nei shager shinu noigim l'dinim amonis l'fizek kasav shech l'os saget b'fnei shaloisha. So now we go a step further. Now once already you can be tovei the money, it's a ma'isa bezdin, it's taka correct. How many dayanim do you need? You need three dayanim, a bezin is three dayanim. Vine b'drisha, mavosh misnagin in the shuch bezin, he disagrees. The drisha, you don't need a bezin. Elo, yachol din agen gifnei yachol, even one person. The kain mavur, gam v'schip shuva, shakasa v'seda aget, shazimin shayazmin asarav asasayfer v'yashna ha'edim. All you need is the rabbi, the masader get, and all you need are the two witnesses, and the husband, and the wife, and you're set to go. You need three people no matter what. It does not say this anywhere explicitly that you should need three people in Shulchan Aruch. When I became the Rav of the city, I wanted to have three people begin of Lachosh living in the Behuda, the Chazati Mizer Kumo Demin Begitin, the Chitame Avil Chumra Nimsa Atimotsi Laz Al Gitin Shah. It's a very important principle. Don't start making new chumras in this generation. You're going to come to be moitzi laz on the previous generations. So therefore, mikar hadin yol yini. It's a ma'itak. Indeed, it's a ma'isad. We know the secret because it triggers the koyach to collect money. Money is the root of all evil. You need now the Bezdin. Once you need Bezdin, L'chor L'chadchil, you need a Bezdin of three Dayanim. It's a good idea. Itzhak is a good idea. But in previous generations, it was not done. And it's not for us to innovate, to start now with new things, to Motzi Laz al Rishonim. Next. Yesh Tzayin. Shepitzchi Tshuva, Chaysev L'chtav B'Shev Achayim Shal, Shemekomokam B'Rov Tefutas Yisrael, Dongul Nesad Aged B'Bezdin Shal Shloisha. It's not so simple. I don't know what they do today. Today, they do have three people today? No, that's the Sofer. It's not a Dayan. It's the Sofer. They're witnesses. They have to have witnesses in order to write in some Ashuris. You just can't take anyone off the street to be a witness. A witness has to also be a Sofer. That's why you save money. The Sofer is one of the witnesses. The Sofer, and then they have to get someone who knows how to write. You know how to write your handwriting with dioy, and that's why it's the people who are masader. People who are masader gitin, they learn how to become seifrim, at least how to write their name with dioy, because that it saves a lot of time and effort. If the dayan himself can also be one of the witnesses, ain idnas the dayan, it's all shaila. Okay, but that's a yesh and sign shabisli tshuva kol hoisel lekodum shabigel shabachaim shabikomokam b'roiv tefutzas yishol nagum sada again bevezin shal shloisha yan kiyochus sarabosi legitim v'rabu dekdekim al kei nagu shia bevezin v'cheish mekamosh nagu l'asa v'roiv chach me'ir. Even further, he says there were some communities that when they gave a get, all of the rabbanim came. All of the rabbanim came to the get to make sure that it was done kedas uchadin. Binyan zeh kasa b'shud parashas Mordechai al dvar get b'li moisav tolos gechada pasha de ain tzach bezdan l'sadr haget. You don't need three people. V'shas mefush begitin itmar b'fnei kama nois nala uviran kasa shehet yishol ain tzach gimel v'kasa b'yosef. Okay, you don't need three people. That's the bottom line. V'yayin b'nod b'yehuda shekvar hisar b'yara zu b'sugyan v'kasa b'yash b'shu b'sugyan anidam ki al aged mitzad atzmai shein tzach lidna b'fnei gimel ulam mikol moka mitzad dinim amoyna shebeget yesh lidna b'fnei gimel v'nafkim l'geta rusa shein tzach lidna b'fnei shloisha. So therefore the nafkim is going to be that what it says, there's a very big nafkamina in Arusa. A woman did not have chuppah. You don't do it like that, bisman hazeh, but hey chitim, so you have only the, then there's no kesuba. The kesuba is triggered by nisuin. But if you only have erisin without nisuin, then there is no ksuba. So then the woman anyway does not get a ksuba. She doesn't get a ksuba, so giving the get is not going to trigger chiv of mamayna. So then you would not need a bezdin. You certainly do not need three. What? She's not married. Yeah. She's married. And if a man goes over to a woman and gives her harayat mikudesh li b'tabazon gdas moshav Yisrael and the 22 witnesses, she's an ashes ish. She's 100%. Is he allowed to live with her? No. You have to have another kinyan called nesuin. This man is that we do it together. The man takes the woman to the chuppah. That's the kinyan, that's the knitzel l'chuppah. And we have two sets of brachas. We have the erisin, then we have a break, either a speech or the reading of the ksuba or both. And then we have another set of brachas, the brachas for nisuin. Okay, so now again, just as an extension of this, this is the major issue when it comes to, just I don't remember the details, but when it comes to kiddushin, it's really the same exact thing. Because bizman hazeh, you can make the same exact argument. Bizman hazeh, when a woman gets married, that now triggers the choiva of the man to pay the ksuba. So it's also a maisa bezdin. And indeed, it's a maisa bezdin, so you should, it's a maisa bezdin. L'may nafkamina? L'may nafkamina? What? She has the right to collect the ksuba. The transaction has been formalized. It's not a matter of collection. She's not coming to collect the ksuba, but there are obligations. There are financial obligations. And oikar ve'ezon ve'afarnes yosichi lichi kidas kegovern yehudin. We have all these noschos in the ksuba. The man has financial obligations when he enters into that chuppa. So that's the ma'aseh bezdin. What? Okay, so maybe that's the answer. So you, I'm just saying, horror. Maybe that's the answer. Rabbi Hershach has a shiur on this. But it's in l'chora you can argue that when a man gets married with kinyan nesuin, he's entering into a very significant financial obligation. That's called a ma'aseh bezdin. It's a ma'aseh bezdin. Two major nafkaminas. You have to have a dayan to oversee what is taking place, which l'chora the masader kiddushin is the dayan, but he's only one dayan. Maybe you should have three dayanim. You do have Aiden. What do you mean Aiden?
The other two. You have the two Aiden and the Masada. kedushin, that's shita, your
bezdin. No, the edim are, do not serve in the role of dayanim. No, you don't do it like that. You make this separate. The edim are not the dayanim. Ein eid nasadayin. That's a general rule. There are exceptions. Okay, I'll tell you the sefer. Someone I know is inside the gittin. Someone inside the gittin is also a sefer. For this reason, so I guess they're, you know, they're emergencies sometimes. Sometimes you have a guy who's willing to give a get, you know, chaperein. You don't want him to be an aguna. Don't want him to know too much information. You right away have to, it's an emergency. You don't want to go start looking for people to become a sefer. Okay, but in any event, eight asadif for the chor is if kedushin with nesun is a ma'aseh bezin, you should need three dayanim. More kibudim, right? This by Rosh Shiva, and that Rosh Shiva, and that Rosh Shiva. You have more opportunities to give kibudim. And the main thing, really, which is the big issue, because in the end you can have one dayan, and the Masader or Kiddushin, it can be that one dayan, but it's a nice bezdin, it must be done by day, not at night.
And it should really be by mumchim.
Okay, one dayan should be a mumcha in a chanami, by day. So you can say you're a mumcha. It's not so complicated to be a mumcha for kiddushin. Most Rosh Shivas, they do it already a couple of times, they become a mumcha very quickly. Okay, you learn, you do it a few times, you know how to do it. You learn the malacha. But that's the big issue. That's the big issue, that it should be done only by the Tzemaitz. It says here in the Ramah, if you do that, you do it again by at night, it's possible. It's not a kosher get. It's a chidsh atke dekach, it's possible. It's such a ma'aseh bezin, you can be oikeh the gidin, I don't know how far you go like that. And this was the topic of his shir. And he basically says that we don't paskin like this, we don't accept this. The minhag ha'olam is, without any hesitation whatsoever, and adrab, today, don't be motzi laza ala rishonim. All kiddushin today, many kiddushin, especially in the winter, this time of the year, this season of the year, it's only at night. Unless a Sunday, even a Sunday wedding, a Sunday morning wedding, Sunday afternoon wedding is still possible to do during the day, but it's a dead issue today. All right, let's take a short break. We'll talk about Shiva Asar B'Teves.